I'm Petty Officer Andrew Eder. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, Neptune Strike 2023 TAC 2 kicks off, and Ukraine's future with NATO. The U.S. Navy's Sixth Fleet and Naval Striking and Support Forces NATO, or Strike 4 NATO for short, commenced Neptune Strike 2023 TAC 2, the latest iteration of the Project Neptune series of enhanced vigilance activity. As in previous editions of Neptune Strike, this evolution will involve the transfer of authority of assigned national forces to Strike 4 NATO and NATO Command and Control. Allied forces will execute a variety of evolutions in support of enhanced vigilance activity objectives throughout European airspace, waterways, and territory. Vice Admiral Thomas Ishii, Commander, U.S. 6th Fleet and Strike 4 NATO, said, quote, "Transferring Allied units to NATO's control is becoming business as usual for our NATO alliance. The Project Neptune series allows us to continue honing our ability to operate together with a variety of units and nations in all domains in Europe. Weeks after Formidable Shield and Ball Tops, 6th Fleet and Strike 4 NATO's ability to execute Neptune Strike 23 TAC 2 underscores our combined capacity and interoperability," unquote. During this evolution of Neptune Strike, the world's largest aircraft carrier, USS Gerald R. Ford, CVN-78, will come under NATO command for the second time in 2 months. The ship and its associated strike group reported to Strike 4 NATO while sailing in the Norwegian Sea in early June. In addition to Gerald R. Ford, multiple Allied units, including the Italian Navy's aircraft carrier ITS Garibaldi, and Allied ships, aircrafts, and land units will join the activity, reinforcing the interchangeability of Allied forces and the agility of NATO command and control structures. During the NATO summit in Vilnius, Lithuania, the NATO allies agreed to eliminate the requirements for membership action plan for Ukraine and create a path to NATO membership. Biden said the United States and its allies are, quote, "doing everything we can to support Ukraine." The allies are also making commitments to long-term efforts to provide security to Ukraine. The United States and other G7 nations issued a joint declaration of support for Ukraine. Biden said, quote, "and make it clear that our support will last into the future. It starts a process by which each of our nations and other nations who wish to participate will negotiate long-term bilateral security commitments with them to Ukraine. We're going to help Ukraine build a strong, capable defense across land, air, and sea," unquote. Biden did say that the war with Russia would have to come to an end before the full admittance of Ukraine to NATO. For more on Ukraine, you can visit defense.gov. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Andrew Eder.